Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So you're going to walk through, just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were in the furnace, right? But God kept them in the midst. Know that God will keep you. So know that you're there by the appointment. Know that God will keep you. The third anchor is I am under His training. What is God trying to teach me? Do I need more compassion? Do I need more love? What is the Lord sending me through? What does He want me to teach? I mean, what does He want me to learn? He wants us to learn in all that we do. So always think about that. What is God trying to teach you? And here's the fourth anchor. And boy, don't miss this one. I am here for His glory. We do everything. He does everything for our good, but what? His glory. If you're going through something, you may be the only epistle of God that people read. They might not read the Bible, but you say you are a Christian, they're going to watch you. They said they believe in God. They got cancer now. They're falling all to pieces. I don't know if I told you, but in 2006, I had kidney cancer. And I fell to pieces. I'm not going to lie, I did. But after about 2 weeks, losing about 20 pounds, the Lord said, boy, what are you doing? So the Lord got me refocused. I got back focusing on Jesus. And then I was able to walk on water. You know, everybody wants to have a testimony. But you must have a test in order to have a testimony. So I want to encourage you, no matter what you're going through, know that it is for God's glory. And I remember my kids, even to this day, I remember when I told them that I had cancer and had to have surgery, my oldest son just gave me the biggest hug ever. And then I really started appreciating life better. We never know how long we have, but we have to appreciate what we do and take every day as if it's our last. And I want to encourage you tonight that be still. When things happen, it's okay to get out of shape, but refocus immediately on Jesus, and then you can move forward. So that's the storm. We talked about the storm. You're going to be in a storm. We talked about the four anchors of the storm. But it all comes down to believing in God. We cannot please God until we do this. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Let's take a look at that one. We cannot please God until we do that. It says, but without faith. What is faith? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So he says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is a rewarder to them that diligently seek Him. This diligent is important, because a lot of us are just cursory seeking God. We have to be diligent. We have to make an effort to seek Him. And He'll show us great things that we don't know. Jeremiah 33:3, that's what we quoted that before.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.